Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hard to believe it's been 20 years, but 20 years after the dissident leader of the African National Congress, Nelson Mandela, walked free from a South African prison and became one of the most powerful political reformers in modern history. It's worth noting that two of the most acclaimed films released this year are a retelling of the iconic fable of Mandela's rise and the fall of apartheid. This is from the soundtrack of the movie District 9. It's up for a Best Picture Oscar, and it's the retelling of the liberation of the black township Soweto through a story about space aliens, quite literally. And the other film is Invictus, which is a retelling of the victory of the Springbok rugby team after the fall of apartheid, which, along with Nelson Mandela, brought the nation of South Africa together. Here's Morgan Freeman as Nelson Mandela.
You elected me your leader. Let me lead you now.
Mandela resonates throughout global culture, and 20 years ago today, he was released from prison after 27 years behind bars. Here's his voice speaking in 1990.
You've achieved legendary status during your years in prison, Mr. Mandela. Are you worried about living up to that legendary status?
No. There is no single individual who can undertake the enormous task of solving the problems of this country.
Breathtaking. The sound of that voice so familiar. The man who conducted that interview with Nelson Mandela joins us now, James Robbins. He's now BBC diplomatic correspondent. He joins us from London. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Also with us is Fatima Mir, a friend and biographer of Nelson Mandela. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Fatima, why do you think Nelson Mandela resonates as such an iconic figure throughout world culture even today?
It's because he is almost like the blessed figure we had in Mahatma Gandhi. He is one of those rare individuals who, when he came out of prison, it is remarkable that he never in any way...
Well, it certainly is remarkable. Fatima Mir is a biographer of Nelson Mandela, the author of Higher Than Hope, and she joins us from Durban, South Africa. What kinds of commemorations are going on around the world, James Robbins?
Well, I think the chief commemoration today is the fact that many ANC leaders, those involved in the release of Nelson Mandela 20 years ago, have gone back to the gates of Victor Verster Prison in the Cape, in the beautiful winelands of the Cape, although it can't have seemed very beautiful to Nelson Mandela coming towards the end of his 27 years in prison. And he will be the guest of honour later on today when his successor, President Jacob Zuma, makes his State of the Nation speech at the end of the day. I mean, I endorse and agree with everything that Fatima Meir was telling us. He is such a remarkable figure because he has absolutely transcended the suffering that he went through, that others went through with him in prison. He came out, of course, committed not just to continuing the struggle for a non-racial South Africa, because let's remind ourselves, 20 years ago, it was certainly not that, and there were long and difficult years of negotiation ahead with the president who released him, President F.W. de Klerk. But Nelson Mandela also came out preaching very strongly the message of forgiveness, which has taken deep root in modern South Africa.
You know, James Robbins, I'm wondering, throughout this last 20 years, Nelson Mandela has maintained his stature, but he's always been a skeptic of his own legacy and his impact on human rights in the world. Those seem to be contradictory, yet his stature has increased throughout these 20 years.
Well, I think he is quintessentially a modest man. I mean, in that little clip of a fragment of the interview that I had with him, I was privileged to have with him within a couple of days of his release back in 1990. I was pretty stunned when I asked him if he would find it hard to live up to his legendary status, and he said the single word no. I was a bit taken aback, but of course he went on to say that it wasn't him who everybody should judge and look to, but his organisation, the African National Congress. And he's always deferred to the idea of the collective will, the collective determination of the people of South Africa to be free. But there's no doubt frankly, that without his leadership, it would have been very much more difficult to achieve that.
Fatima Amir, a biographer of Nelson Mandela, what do you think the leader in this speech that he's going to give, a State of the Nation speech that he's expected to give today, would say about the next 20 years in South Africa and in his mission for the world?
Well, we are all hoping and helping Rhodesia to recover herself. And I think that Nelson Mandela will still play a very important role there.
And, you know, he is 91. He does seem like he would live forever. Fatima Amir is a friend and biographer of Nelson Mandela. She's the author of Higher Than Hope, a biography of the man who walked out of prison 20 years ago today. James Robbins, a final thought, BBC diplomatic correspondent.
Well, just to echo some of what Fatima Amir was saying, I think that Nelson Mandela still plays an extraordinarily powerful unifying role in South Africa. And I should just say I've come back from South Africa a couple of weeks ago. I was making a film there about the 20 years of freedom we're celebrating today. And a final thought, I spent some time at the University of Cape Town with young students, 20-year-olds now, either not quite born or just being born when Nelson Mandela came out of prison. And they did that deliberately because for them this is already an event in history, important though it is. And the powerful message that came across from them was one both of great optimism, and we're talking now of course about black, white, Indian students, mixed race students on a campus which was predominantly white before Nelson Mandela was released, huge optimism, coupled with, from one of them at least, a doubt about whether the unity of purpose that has guided South Africa through the last 20 years will outlive Nelson Mandela, because they recognize
20 years ago he walked free. James Robbins, BBC diplomatic correspondent, talking about Nelson Mandela.